As we do every Monday morning, we talk to Peter Allam, our legal eagle. And today we're talking about the ombuds of various sectors and ombudsmen, and or should we say ombudspersons, to keep it all PC. But Peter, very good morning and welcome.
Yes, morning. Morning to all. Great Monday morning. Weather is still good. Going to chat about the ombud. You're right. You know, everybody says ombuds, that is the correct definition of it, but it's actually the ombudsman that you normally refer to, you know, once you get into it. What is the ombudsman or the ombudswoman, as you know, or ombudsperson? It can be any of the three. That's why I say ombuds is right. You have often called an ombudsperson, ombudsman, ombudswoman, depending on what sex the person is that is dealing with it. And it is a section that has been developed in our law, we call it the law, where you have a right to refer matters to an ombud. In other words, it's an independent and impartial person or office who will investigate any sort of complaint you may have against a business, an individual, a government agency, a public or private institution, whatever falling under their authority. So it's not only government organizations, and that can be used like for a homeowners association against an individual person or individual person against a homeowners association and the like. So if you're going to fight the panel beater that didn't fix your car correctly or the lawyer that messed up your claim, bank that had made a payment illegally out of your account or perhaps your panel beater, that's the person to go to, the ombud. And what happens is that, you know, you can even use it against places like SARS, believe it or not. There's a SARS ombudsman. So whatever you are, don't think of ignoring things. As a last resort, you can go to the ombud and present your case. What is of importance there, Wayne, is that you'll present your complaint in a manner that you tell your story and what your grievance is. So how well you do that, you don't have to be legally minded. There's no specific legal terms or advice necessary. You know, it's a matter of presenting what your dispute is and asking them to sort it out. Of course, they will assess it. They will come back to you and say, yes, you have a case, or no, you don't have a case. Quite often people are disappointed and say, the ombudsman is useless, he hasn't taken up my matter. They're not there to do petty things or unnecessary things. They're there to assist where there are real problems. So bear that in mind. Don't start going to the ombudsman with everything. Don't start being one of these nuisance people who report the painter, the milkman, the newspaper delivery boy and everybody. That's not what it's there for. It's not there to be abused. It's for serious stuff. So if we use, for example, if you're in a complex and let's just say that your neighbor's place is leaking into yours and you've gone as far as you can and you can't get the neighbor to fix it, you can refer it to the ombudsman and they will make a decision. Homeowners associations, if you have a grief over something and it's genuine, you can send it to them and they will deal with it as well. You know, obviously, sometimes people get fines in their complexes and they're not happy. They refer it to the ombudsman who will adjudicate on that and say, that's in your constitution, that's in your rules, that is fine, you need to pay it. Or they can come back and say, no, it's unreasonable, haven't identified you correctly, you don't need to pay it. So we have, you know, a common one at the moment and a great one that sorts out things is so many people have problems with money moved from their banking account, or they've been caught with fraud in the banking account, and who is responsible? You know, the banks sometimes are quick to say, not our problem, we only paid on your instruction. It's not like that. This is one where I've seen the ombudsman come to the fore in many cases and sort it out and force the bank to pay the full amount. The banks are quick where they paid large amounts to offer a compromise. Don't accept a compromise. If the bank is at fault, they must pay you. It's as simple as that. They can't prejudice you afterwards neither, because you can take them back. So, you know, how many ombudsmans are there? Well, I'm going to mention, I think the list that I have there must be about 15 of them on this particular list, which is not all of them. For once, I can say that old Dr. Google is probably the place to go to find out who your ombudsman is in your specific industry that you're looking at and how to contact them. Mm-hmm. I'll deal first with CSOS, which is a community schemes ombuds services. It's called CSOS. Yes, it's very much up and alive and running properly. Great results are received from them. The position is such that every homeowners association needs to be a member thereof. You pay an annual or a monthly fee, and they are extremely good in coming to resolutions for all participants, whether you be residential, commercial, or industry. So the community schemes applies to sectional title, body corporates, where you've got freehold in a complex and that type of thing. So CSOS, a lot of people say, you can't even get registered because mm-hmm. they don't allow you to. That's nonsense. Mm-hmm. If you go in and you do it correctly, you will get registered. And each and every of our homeowners along our beautiful coast need to ensure that they are registered, because Lord help you if an individual takes you on mm-hmm. and you're not registered.
Okay.
The fines are quite hefty. And like I say, it is compulsory. It's not an optional issue at all. So that's your first one. Let's go straight to the law. You have the public protector in South Africa. You know, you can get a number there. He investigates complaints against government entities. He has the power to investigate, report, and remedy improper conduct on all state affairs. He is accessible to all persons and communities. Anyone can complain to the public prosecutor, you know, police not doing their job correctly, or you have a case of theft and you identify the party and the state doesn't do anything about it. So it's there. You can get in and do that one. Don't be scared of that one. You've got the Credit Ombudsman of South Africa. You know, it's called the Credit Ombud. Complaints against member credit bureaus and credit providers, cross-references with the National Credit Act all take place with that. So that's another one over there. Your pension, you know, your pension fund, one day when you go on pension, is don't forget your ombudsman there. If you have a reason to believe that your funds or the administration thereof or issues relating to the benefit and investments have not been covered properly by the company that you were insured with or by your broker, for example, you can go to the pension funds adjudicator and he certainly will help you. You know, the consumer goods and services, another important one. Consumer goods, that's retailers, suppliers, importers, distributors, manufacturers. Complaints relating to credit agreements go to the credit ombudsman. That's a different one. And obviously, if you know, you always have a right further with that particular one to go to the National Consumer Commission. He's one step higher if you don't have something. Or don't get the result that you want and believe it to be wrongful what the ombudsman has given you. So that's a very important one. Short-term insurance have one. You know, they have one. Long-term, short-term, both of them have ombudsman. You know, you might have insurance offering complaints against them with either your claim or complaints against them for insurers offering motor. You know, you see all these ads, halve your stuff, we guarantee, and then they catch you out with something. So you change your policy to save 300 Rand. Meantime, they're giving you half of what you had.
Right.
You have a right to go back on those as well. Very important. We then have what you call the motor industry. Very important. If your vehicle's been repaired and you're not happy with it, the panel beater's taken a shortcut or the panel beater hasn't corrected it correctly. So over there, you have a right there, you know, including car dealerships and repair shops. And likewise, that one can go back to the National Consumer Commissioner if you don't get satisfaction out of that particular one. A very important one, people are always building and all the rest of it. So the ombudsman there is called the NHBRC, which is the National Home Builders Registration Council. Every town has one. So if you go find that, you'll be able to ensure that, you know, the person that's building your home is properly registered. In fact, these days, if you start renovations or building and don't have a builder with the NHBRC registration, you're looking for trouble. Mm. Yes, it's costly. They make them pay a registration fee, but a good builder will do that. A good builder will back up his work with a freedom of allowing somebody from there to come and inspect any complaint that you have and to resolve that complaint. So if you are building a home or doing a renovation and they registered and there's something that you're not happy with, all you do is you contact your local National Home Builders Registration Council. They're people that are experienced in buildings and building procedures, and they will come out. If you're not happy with the thickness of your wall or the windows that have been put in or something like that, you can go to them continuously, and I find them extremely good, and they will help. Mm-hmm. You've got the one that looks after, you know, when you go to medicine, there's just so many there as well that people don't realize. So your medical schemes, there's a place where you can complain against them. Nurses, you can complain against them to the South African Nursing Council. Private hospitals, the Hospital Association of South Africa, they got to belong to. Doctors, you know, the doctors fall under one. And you've got the complaints against health providers, hospitals, clinics, doctors. You know, you go to the Health Ombudsman of South Africa, and that person will help you. So it covers, like we had previously, we had the motor industry, you have the building industry, you have the medical industry. And, of course, Office for Legal Services, but we have one as well. Mm-hmm. And that's Complaints Against Legal Practitioners and the Legal Practice Council. You know, they've got to be lodged first, unfortunately, with the LPC, and then it will take it from there. But you have a right again. So everything is covered. So we've dealt with motor vehicles, we've dealt with goods, we've dealt with home building, or building, shall I say, we've dealt with medical, we've dealt with legal, and of course the old tax man as well. There is an office for the tax ombudsman. He can check if you've got something that you're not happy with tax, SARS are not protected. You have a right of recourse against SARS, the ombudsman will help you there as well. These are to name but a few. Every industry almost has something.
Right, right. And Peter, just talking about the tax ombuds, we've actually done programs on Wild Coast Radio with the tax ombud, and some very interesting. What they did was used case studies, where in some cases, for instance, a taxpayer had a legitimate claim against SARS, and other examples they showed us were where SARS, in fact, was in the right and it was a fault on the taxpayer. So, you know, once again, the ombudsman look at all the aspects and, you know, then rule or assist according to the facts that are on the table. And you know, these examples, I'm just quoting the one from the tax ombud, and were actually very, very interesting in the final outcomes of the particular cases.
Absolutely. You know, as I said in the beginning, he's an independent and impartial person. So, and that office will investigate almost anything. Mm-hmm. They will assess it up front. I've had plenty of people who have come back and said, ombudsman is a waste of time. They didn't even take my case. So then you say to them, what's your case? Then you explain to them, look here, you're not here just because you don't like your neighbor and you want to complain about all that he's building. If he's building within the building rules and regulations, the ombudsman is not going to come and help you. The same with tax. Like you've had chats with them where the tax man has been correct, the ombudsman will say, tax man is correct.
Right.
When the tax man is incorrect, the ombudsman will come to your rescue as well and say they'll refer it back to the tax man to reassess, or they'll say to the tax man, you know, you're correct, and then you can continue with your claim. Mm. So it's very interesting, very, very interesting. Mm. And but, yeah, the ombudsman is a hell of a nice, can I say, part of our law that you can refer to, and what some, you know, there's no cost involved with ombudsman. Your cost is in homeowners paying their levies, in institutions paying, you know, amounts annually and that type of thing. So it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. And at the end of the day, you don't have, you know, you have your own cost to cover, and that's where it ends.
Which is very interesting. And Peter, just a very general question. How long have these ombuds been in operation in our law? You know, is it sort of a post-1994 setup, you know, sort of a relatively recent development in South African law?
Some of them have been around a long time. Like you take the National Building Council. That has been around a long, long time. But the new one, like CSOS, the community services one, has been around for the better part of about 10, 15 years now, okay. I can imagine. The public prosecutor has always been there. Your right of recourse against doctors and nurses and all of that, those organizations have always been there. The Legal Practice Council has been there since the beginning.
Okay.
You know, so they all vary, but they've added a lot. There are a lot of specific ombudsman that have cropped up as opposed to the organizations. So whereas, you know, you might have a situation with a building, that building, an NHBRSC, is now compulsory. It used to be optional. It used to be a place where you could go and lay a complaint and they'd come and look. But now it's compulsory. In fact, it's now a situation where a builder may not build if he does not have that.
A lot
of them dodge them. So the first question you should be asking your builder, do you belong to? Are you registered? And don't let him say to you, oh, my dear, it cost me 38,000 to join that. It's going to add 38,000 rand to your cost. Pay that.
Yeah.
It's worth it. That one is fantastic. I found that one to sort out immediately. If your foundations are not correct, or if you feel that the windows are of an inferior quality in that, they'll make them remove it immediately. They'll actually stop the builder from building.
Right.
They'll get an interdict and stop him if he doesn't want to listen. So, you know, the ombud is very important to us all, something that really, really plays a vital role in our day-to-day life now.
Right.
We just have too many chances, if I can call it that. You know, I don't disagree with people popping up and starting an industry, but, you know, if you're going to do it according to the rules and regulations and do it correctly.
Right.
And that's where the ombudsman comes in and supports you.
Okay. So they are there to kind of act as a go-between between the man in the street and the particular industry that you are complaining against.
Absolutely. That's their role, the go-between.
Right.
And like you said right in the beginning, I liked it when we came on air today, you said, they are actually a natural watchdog. That's what they are. Neutral and natural watchdog is the ombud.
Right.
That's a nice way of describing it.
So they just keep an eye on things, and they look at it equally from both sides, and they don't have any vested interests in either side's interests. So they are able to look at it from a neutral standpoint.
Correct. And the people, what one must understand as well, I had somebody the other day tell me, I complained, the silly idiot that was doing it had no idea at all what he was talking about. I said, no, the silly idiot is not that person. The silly idiot is you. You know, you got onto Google and Googled American law, British law, and whatever rubbish comes up there, and you think that it's applicable everywhere. The people that are there as an ombud are properly qualified. It's not just a case of a say, oh, Joseph, apply for the job and you've got the job. You're now an ombud. You know, if it's legal, you must be in the legal profession. If it's building, you must have a knowledge of buildings. If it's motor, you must have a knowledge of motor vehicles. If it's medical, you must be medically inclined or suitably qualified to do that type of thing. If it's tax, you need to be somebody that knows what the tax law is. So, you know, that there plays a really important role as well. That it's the right person for the right job as an ombud.
Right.
It's not just any person. It's not a case of jobs for pals. That can't be.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, very interesting, and one that's a person, you know, you mentioned Google, and that would be purely to actually find the ombud for the nature of the complaint that one might have, but don't use Google for law and other details because there are so many variables.
Absolutely. You know, it's a great source. To find places, Google is good. But when it comes, don't now become a Google fundy. Dr. Google tells you this.
Yes.
I mean, I had somebody the other day that came to me to say they've got a claim and they were looking at American law. Mm. You know, in America, you can sue for anything.
Yeah.
And I could not get the person to understand that in South Africa, you can't do that.
Yes, yes.
You know? So every country has its own laws. Google, you need to identify what country you're in when you look up something.
Right. And even better, contact an attorney. Peter, if somebody wants to get hold of you to find out more details, how do they get in touch with Alums?
Yeah, they can like us on Facebook, add a S to our surname, Alum, A-L-L-A-M for Mary, and then add a S, Alums. Like us there and you'll find everything. As I said, we're busy upgrading our website, which we left a little bit for a while. Other than that, we're situated at 6 Sansom Road in Vincent, off Deborah Avenue, little side street called Sansom, third house on the right. Mm-hmm. Telephone 043-7211-018.
Great. Peter, thank you very, very much. Have a great week. And, of course, this chat will be on our website later on today.
Thank you so much, Wayne.
Thanks, and cheerio.
Enjoy.
That's Peter Alum with today's Legal Eagle Chats, all about ombuds, and very interesting indeed.